Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alana Lacaste is here, ladies and gentlemen. Alana is a new friend. She's the co-owner and the founder of Sucker Girl Probs. And I'll get her to explain all that in just a little bit. But she's here to tell us about a story, their story, she and two other teammates. They were, I guess they're still teammates in their business, but they started out as sporting teammates on a soccer team, and longtime friends, and they have a story and a journey to tell us about it. Alana does. Alana Lacaste, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you here. So, tell me, you guys got started. When did you first meet each other?
We actually met each other at Fairfield University because we all played for the same Division I soccer.
Okay, so you came together first as soccer players on a Division I soccer team when you were, what, 18 years old?
Yeah, around that age.
18, 19, and you're still babies. You're still just in your early 20s. So you've known each other five or six years.
Yeah, since about 2010.
And so. So when did you realize that the three of you had something going on in terms of how you clicked together besides just on the field?
I guess it started very unintentionally, but we made a Twitter account because I guess us and our teammates have a very similar type of humor. And we had a Twitter account that really grew very fast that we made during preseason.
Well, the three of you decided to have a Twitter account? What is that all about?
Well, during preseason, you go through kind of a lot of troubles and struggles, getting your butt kicked every morning, trying to get ready for your season. So we made a Twitter called Soccer Girl Problems as a way to, like, vent out funny problems that we were having as soccer players.
So you weren't complaining. You were just sort of having fun with the challenges. You were seeing all the girly girls walking to class, not, as you said, you know, not getting their butts kicked, right? And then you guys are trying to be athletes and be feminine at the same time, and you have different sets of problems, don't you?
Absolutely, and I think we did it because we realized how hard we were making each other laugh. Like, our whole team was saying certain soccer girl problems that we have, and we were getting a kick out of it, and absolutely.
Yeah. So give me an example of some of the things you guys would tweet about.
Like laying in bed with ice packs at night when. And I have soccer, because that's like a typical excuse when anyone asks you to go and do something social.
Right.
The usual response is, I have soccer, things like that. Things that only soccer players would really know. And I think that the reason it helped catch on is because soccer players could relate to it on that level.
Well, you know, my daughter, as I mentioned to you off the air, my daughter is still an athlete, but she was a collegiate athlete. Volleyball and softball, 7 varsity letters as a starter. And I remember, though, in high school, she commented, I mean, she's a pretty girl, and she commented about why boys wouldn't ask her out. You know, she thought she maybe should have more interest from the boys. And I said, honey, a lot of 17-year-old boys are not interested in a girl who can turn a double play, and they can't. Would that in her day, she would have tweeted about something like that, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good example right there.
Yeah, which they didn't have Twitter back in those days. I mean, she's not that old, but still, Twitter's only, what, 5 or 6 years old. So those are the kinds of things you guys would tweet about, and then what happened next?
Well, our Twitter following, because I guess we all played on club teams from our hometown, it just expanded that way, and it really caught fire in the Twitter account. We ended up getting like over 1,000 followers by the end of the week, and then before we knew it, we had over 10,000 followers.
Wow!
requesting us to make YouTube videos.
So now it's not just having fun, it's work. You got an audience you got to feed here.
Exactly, yeah. At first we weren't expecting it to get that much of a following, but when it did, we realized we have this power and all these people that are from the same group that relate to us, and we could really maybe do something with it.
Right. So then you made a video, YouTube video.
Yes, we made that in 2012. And now you made a bunch of them. Yeah, now we made a bunch of them. But the first one went viral in 3 days and got over 1 million views. And that's really when we were like, wow, like the soccer community is strong.
And then you said something like, maybe we can sell some stuff here.
Mm-hmm. They started to want, they're like, oh, I'd wear a shirt if it said I can't have soccer on it, or if it said like other quotes from the videos. So they're like, all right, let's make some t-shirts and see if these girls want to wear them.
Right.
How often
would they want to be sold? And what did you do about, so you started selling a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah, we got, like, I remember about 40 t-shirts, and we put the website up, and we actually sold over 300 in one night. And we were like, oh my goodness, we need to really.
What have we done here?
Yeah.
What a great story. So this is very interesting, the way you guys have took this in. I mean, are either one of you business majors? Is that something you thought you might want to do?
What's funny and ironic, I guess, is none of the three of us are business majors. Two of the girls were communications majors, and I was biology, actually. So we've been learning a lot since we got in this Fairfield Accelerated Mentoring Program.
Right, right. I bought my daughter a t-shirt that said, yeah, I run like a girl. Try to keep up.
Exactly. That's what we're all about.
I love that one. So give us the websites. How do we find you guys?
My website is soccergirlproud.com. Girl with G-R-L, not the I. Started out Twitter that way, so we had to kind of keep it.
Right.
We have a full online shop, and we have blogs, and try to update where we are in the country and what pickup games we're playing as often as we can. And all of our YouTube videos are on there as well.
You going to expand this to volleyball, softball, think anything like that? You know, there's a lot of girls out there who don't play soccer.
It's funny. A lot of people have suggested that we spread into other sports. We actually have a section on our YouTube channel called Athlete Code, and it's just the common language amongst athletes and things that only athletes would understand. So that's the start of us broadening to other sports. But for right now, soccer is our passion, and we're really focusing on...
Very interesting. When we come back, I'm going to ask Elena about the business part of this, the like intellectual property, and also about the U.S. women's soccer team and the money that they made. I'm going to ask Elena about that after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.